What up, y'all? It's the Mike Savage Show. Back again. Just keeping it real with Mike Savage, man. You know how we do it. Right here on Anchor FM, the hottest podcast in the world. Doing our thing, man. Topic for the day is my man, Ricky Rose. Rick Ross, the boss, man. One of the dopest rappers in the game, man. One of the biggest bosses in the game, man. Rick Ross. Been doing it for a long time. Long time. Man, entrepreneur, businessman, got the Wingstop joint, got the Checkers joints, man. You know, Rick Ross doing this thing, hustle, loyalty, respect. That ain't Rick Ross, that's Kurt Angle from WWE. But Rick Ross is a boss, man, biggest boss of them all, but doing this thing, man. He got a new album out called Port of Miami 2, man. Port of Miami 2. One of the highest new albums on the streets right now. Got the streets on fire right now. Tomorrow morning, he's going to be on the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy and shit. Yeah. They better not ask him about no questions about his when he was a CEO and shit. When he was Officer Ricky and shit. Y'all know what happened when Vlad TV asked Rick Ross some questions and shit. Vlad TV got his ass whooped and shit. Shit, Rick Ross had his goons put them hands on Vlad TV and shit, man. They said one of Rick Ross's goons, like 7 foot, she said, "Old boy beat the brakes off Vlad TV and shit." Yeah, had Vlad TV in the corner crying, little bitch and shit. Saying, "Please, no, stop, please, no more, please. I'm watching more questions." Sorry, Officer Ricky. I'm watching more questions, Officer Ricky. He said, Rick Ross had his goon beat the shit out of Vlad TV. And Rick Ross just stood in the corner and just looked at him like, yeah, nigga, you know, now you ain't asking no questions about my CO days and shit. But yeah, man. Like I said, man, the man making music, doing his thing right now. I said, I know DJ Envy and Charlamagne ain't gonna ask Rick Ross no crazy questions like Vlad TV and shit. They don't want Rick Ross goon shit out of them. They seen what Baby did to them niggas. Baby just talked to them to death. Baby just said, "Put some respect on my name." Rick Ross ain't tell Vlad put some respect on his name. Rick Ross put them out. Told his goon, put them hands on Vlad TV and shit. Shit, Rick Ross told his goon, put his hands on Charlamagne and them boys and shit. Charlamagne and Envy and shit. Ain't no better to take some shit like that. Y'all know Rick Ross the boss, the biggest boss of them all, doing his thing. Y'all one of the highest albums in the game. Apparently he beefing with Nicki Minaj and shit. Nicki Minaj was on Queen Radio the other day talking shit about Rick Ross and shit. Cause he has a song and he said some shit about her and shit. Now she come back at him and shit. You know how the rap game is. It's a he say, she say shit and shit. Motherfuckers flying off each other and shit. So Nicki Minaj said Rick Ross wasn't saying all that shit when they was at the White House years ago and Nicki Minaj spoke up for Meek Mills and shit. And Rick Ross told somebody that Nicki Minaj is the keeper and all that bullshit. Yeah, she was heated when she said that shit. But y'all know how shit go, man. Shit changes, man. We break with them up. When Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill broke up, shit changed and shit. Shit. Rick Ross probably just said that shit because he he was trying to stay in good with his artists and shit. Meek Mill was his artist at the time, so he didn't say anything and shit. But yeah, Rick Ross, I see he out promoting his new album, Port of Miami 2 and shit, one of the hottest albums out right now. He doing this thing with the Port of Miami 2 and shit. I heard that shit. That shit, that's one of the dopest albums I heard all year, man. I think Port of Miami 2 is way better than Richard Die Trying, 50 Cent's album, debut album, which sold 15 million albums and shit. Can't joke at 50, man. 50 Cent is the only rapper in history to have two albums go diamond. His first album, Richard Die Trying, sold 15 million albums. His second album, The Massacre, sold 11 million albums. 50 Cent is the only rapper to have two albums back-to-back go diamond. No rapper in history has ever had two albums go diamond. They might have one album go diamond, but nobody has ever had two albums go diamond. That's why I always say 50 Cent is one of the best rappers in the game. Now he doing movies and shit. But like I said, Rick Ross, his Port of Miami 2 album is dope as hell, shawty. Dope as a motherfucker. Like I said, make sure to check out Keeping It Real with Mike Savage, man. The hottest podcast in the world right here on Anchor FM, man. We doing our thing, man. Keeping it real, man. Like I always said, God is everything. Without him, nothing is possible. God the praise, God the glory, man.